Greetings in the name of our soon-coming Savior and Lord, your speaker, John Horn. And we're going to ask you now to consider with us, please, the second of the no-mores, that is, of the five no-mores that are found in Romans chapter 5. And this time we'll ask you to look at verse 10, which says, "For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." Now, there's one translation I like very much in connection with this blessed verse, and it ends like this: "For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved in the power of His life." You know, Word of God abounds in superlatives, and especially in the Epistle to the Ephesians, and I think also in this wonderful chapter 2. And so we have the second of the five much more, and in this case it's associated with reconciliation, and already we have given you some messages on the subject of reconciliation. And just as though that were not enough, imagine if you can, a sinner at variance with the God of heaven, with enmity in his heart. You know, enmity is a terrible thing. And if you want to be in a state of unhappiness, you just harbor in that heart of yours enmity toward someone. And I can assure you that the bitterness will build up, that only the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ could overcome. And oh, how glad we are to know that our blessed Lord Jesus Christ has in His heart no enmity against you. And it is His desire, regardless of who you are, regardless of what your past has been or your present is, it is His desire to justify you by His precious blood, deliver you from the wrath to come. And not only so, it is the desire of His heart to reconcile you to Himself, and to make you to feel at home in His very presence. Now, it's possible, you know, that we may be brought into the company of some folks that we really don't understand, nor do we appreciate, and we just we're at ill at ease, as it were, in their presence. And then again, there are others in whose presence we find ourselves again, and we find ourselves enjoying perfect ease and freedom too. We, as a matter of fact, enjoy their presence. Now listen, though you may be a sinner and still a stranger to grace and to God, and enmity in that heart of yours existing against the God of heaven, perhaps He's permitted something to come to that home of yours or to enter into that life of yours, and it has produced a bitterness heavenward and Godward. Well, we want to tell you that He is not your enemy. Ah, He would like to befriend you. He would like to save you. He would like to reconcile you unto Himself. And so, in this wonderful 10th verse we read, "For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life," or in the power of His life. You know, the salvation of God, or deliverance from wrath and judgment to come, is the mere beginning of a joy that increases as the days go by. In fact, did not John the Apostle in the first epistle of John say, "I write these things unto you that your joy may be full"? And our joy should be overflowing. And if we were happy Christians, really entering into what God has for us in His dear Son, I tell you, others would see it, others would hear, others would believe, and we would be able to bring many of them to our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that this truth might lay hold of your heart then. Having been reconciled by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, or by the death of His dear Son, much more. Now, the much more is that He who died is alive forevermore. He's living in the presence of God, and He's exercising all those powers in our behalf. And if we need daily salvation, then thank God, He is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him, who would say to you today, be reconciled to God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.